President Bush spent this 4th of July in the swing state of West Virginia. Speaking to a rally, he said the United States is battling terrorists in Iraq and Afghanistan, quote, so we do not have to face them here at home. And he reached out to those who serve.
We got a lot of veterans here. I want to thank the veterans for setting such a good example. For setting such a good example for those who have followed you. We're proud of your service. We're grateful for the example you have set for America.
Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry winds up a three-day, three-state bus tour today. Earlier, he was in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Then he went on to Cascade, Iowa, where he marched in the Independence Day parade. NPR's Mike Pesca has been traveling with the campaign, and he's found a phone in an antique shop. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Mike, what's John Kerry's message to the voters of these swing states?
Right, well, not just the states, but specifically the rural parts of the states. He didn't go to Minneapolis or Milwaukee or Des Moines. He hit places like Bloomer, Wisconsin, and Independence, Wisconsin, and Independence, Iowa, and he's participating in an Independence Day parade. He's talking about social issues, where his position may differ from that of many rural voters, issues like abortion and guns.
So, Mike, is there any evidence that it's working?
Well, enthusiastic crowds at the Dairy Queen in Boscobel, Wisconsin, say yes. And the Kerry campaign is doing its best to convince the media that it's working. They've been handing out some bar graphs which show that Kerry is doing better among rural voters than Al Gore did in 2000. But you know what? If you read the polls very carefully and just compare the battleground states to 2000 and today, the polls show that John Kerry is just about in the exact same spot that Al Gore was 4 years ago. But of course, those polls were taken before the current Celebrating the Spirit of America bus tour, so things may change.
What about the voters you've met at these Kerry rallies? What are they saying?
Right. Well, you know, that's key. Kerry rallies, of course, they're predisposed to like Kerry when they show up to one of those. And he has been drawing some very big crowds, and he's been doing it in settings like farms and a gun range where he shot 17 out of 25 in trap shooting, which was a good score, they tell me. His message is, I'm not unlike you. That's what he's saying with these events. But the most interesting person that I've met so far on this trip was a man who went to one of these Kerry events, and he asked John Kerry a question, a pretty intricate question about farming, and John Kerry answered it, the man told me later, to his satisfaction. But then he moved aside the jacket he was wearing, and he was wearing a T-shirt that said pro-life on it. And he told me that, he said, the Republicans haven't done anything for me economically. I like John Kerry's answer to my question, and I want to vote for him, but I can't. The man said that he talked to his priest on the way down, and because John Kerry has a different stance than he does on abortion, he said, I really like him as a person, but off the record, I'm not going to vote for him this November.
NPR's Mike Pesca from an antique shop, traveling with the Kerry campaign. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.